Well, this morning it's on my heart I'm asking the Lord to turn this chapel into a laboratory, and that this be a laboratory of faith, that we learn about faith. Faith is on my heart. Because you see, once we know the incredible good news, and we have become the good news, that we know what Jesus has, what he has done for us, and he's truly taken us out of the kingdom of darkness, put us into light. He's given us a new mind. He's filled us with his Holy Spirit. He's given us a work to do. He's developing a prayer life in us. You know, all this great grace that's poured on us is all for a purpose, to move us forward. And I think that is to move forward in faith. I think that we can have all this grace bubbling in us, and a lot of people just stay home with it. We can't stay home with grace. Can't stay home with it. And he's going to, I think, want us to move forward, go a little farther in our faith, and be challenged in our faith. So that's what I hope today is going to be, like a laboratory in faith. So I'm going to just ask you if you would turn, please, in your Bibles to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. We're going to look at one verse, maybe two today. Hebrews 11. We're going to look at the one verse. Three, I'm reading from King James, and it says, through faith, we understand. Well, we could stop right there and preach all morning on that. Through faith, we understand. And I think sometimes there's a lot we don't understand, because God says the only way you're going to understand this, you've got to step out in faith. There will be no understanding apart from faith. One thing we know about faith always presses into fear, doesn't it? That's the definition of faith. It presses into fear. So through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the worlds, which is plural, were framed, were created, put in their, that word framed means put in their appropriate position by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. That everything that we see that is of importance, everything that is vast and that God initially made, was made something from nothing. And I want to say to you, that's the basis of faith that I'm going to ask the Lord to give us, is that we can believe that faith is where God creates something from absolutely nothing. That we have a faith to believe God will create something from nothing. And that's what happened in this passage of Scripture. It's telling us that the world was created by the Word of God, and the worlds, there was like that world of light. There was no light, and God said, let there be light, and light was. So there was nothing, and then there was something. Then he created the seas and the waters. There was nothing. And the miracle of H2O, the miracle of the seas and of the currents in the seas and how they regulate our temperature, there was nothing. And he created something. And then he made the earth, and the miracle of the world of the earth, and of the animals upon it, and the plants upon it. And then he made the heavens, and he made the stars, and that we don't even fully grasp what all that is. We just know a sliver of our universe. We only know a tiny little grain of a vast, vast ocean of sea, so to speak. We don't know what the black holes mean. We don't know what it means to have multiple upon billions and billions of stars, but they mean something. And then when God created all this stuff, they were all hugely significant, and they're all hugely, have tremendous bearing one on another. And God made this from nothing. They were made by his word. And all that was significant and all that pertains to life as we can understand it, he made something from nothing. And I want to put to you, I think that's the genesis of faith. I think when you go into this world, you and I, you especially, as you go into your world, you leave this place, that God would grant you the ability when you don't see anything externally, you are not daunted. When you don't see anything on the outside of God moving, God speaking, you are not daunted. When you feel empty, dry, without anything within you, and you know there is much to be done, and somehow you think like the spotlight is falling on you to have the next step or the next word, you are not daunted because God creates something from nothing. And I want to say to you that I feel what God is doing in this place for 2 years while you are here. Your worlds are being formed by the Word of God. Your worlds, your emotional life is being formed. Your search for significance, your world, your identity, your mental health, your understanding of yourself, your mind, your body, your physical life. All of these things, your worlds are being formed by the Word of God. Where there was not wholeness or health, He is creating it in you by the Word of God. He's going to make something from nothing. Where there was no order, where there was not it was not in appropriate positions. And that's what's happening here. This is a laboratory of your life. It is a laboratory of your character. It is a laboratory of your nature. And when we're being asked to be a partaker of the divine nature, that is ultimately is going to be our character. That is our goal. When we're asked to be a partaker of the divine nature, God, we don't have the divine nature in us except we ask for it. And then He answers that. And then He comes and He dwells. And we say, now from our nothing, put it all in order. And put it all in appropriate position. And make me whole. And beloved, as you are experiencing this miracle of God and that you are believing today, like we prayed a few days ago in chapel, God, there was nothing there yesterday, but there is something here today by faith. By your word, by your word. And I'm going to ask, Lord, that you begin to teach me the very fundamentals of faith. And I'm going to ask that when I know things about me inside, that you are going to be faithful to create what isn't there. And by that, I'm going to be able to step into my world and be able to be a person of faith. What wasn't there before. What Rebecca was telling us, there came a time like, Lord, I just want to have faith to believe you. And I don't have anything to base it on. You're working with me. The circumstances out there haven't changed. So create something from nothing by your word. Create something from nothing. And let this be my testimony, because this relationship we have with Christ is going to allow us not to have a false hope in this. This relationship that we have for Christ is going to cause us to believe for something. Things that aren't there that He says, I want to put there. And things that can't happen, you're going to believe they can happen. My life is going to be an ark. It is going to be for the saving of other people. I am not going to pull away from the battle when it gets hot and heavy. You're going to create an endurance in me, and you're going to put in me a soldier-like spirit. I will not waste the grace that has been poured upon me, because, Lord, I thank you. I've got the faith. You are that good, and you are that faithful. So create that in me. I'm so lacking in this area of fear. I'm so lacking in this area of doubt. But I thank you. You want to create in me that gift of faith that I will not be daunted by what I see, because I know what I see is so limiting, and I'm not living just limited. I'm going to live in a different realm. And I believe that God wants to just put in us and in you this kind of gift of faith, that you, through faith, you understand things. And that through faith, that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things that were made by things not seen do appear. Something from nothing. That's the essence of faith. That's the essence of trusting God. And then it says, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And I believe you've been brought to a crossroads. I have to believe when you go to Summit, you are brought to a crossroads. Will I believe or will I not? Will I believe or will I not? And it doesn't matter if we can pull away from certain crossroads where we just have to step out in faith. We just have to step out. Am I going to believe this or not? And if we pull away from it, we all know the language and the words to cover up that we have not stepped into faith, or when we're afraid of it, or when we're afraid of what the consequences mean. But God loves us so much, and he's going to bring us to this crossroads of faith. And he goes, until you step on that road, there's lots you're not going to understand. Because by faith we understand things. And sometimes we're shut out of things because we don't want to take that step, because we're so bound by what we see and what we understand. And I want to say, I pray that God would just make this place a laboratory of faith today. A laboratory where we can examine, Lord, where can I truly say that all the history that I have with you is bringing me to this place where I can truly say, you will make something from nothing. Because that's what it all comes to. That you can make something from nothing. That when I leave this place and it looks absolutely impossible of what to know what the next, the will that you have for my life, that to do, if I will I collapse in unbelief if I leave this place for a season and I'm flipping burgers, does that mean you don't see me anymore? Does that mean, no, we say, Lord, I thank you that you are creating me the faith where I believe, doesn't matter what my circumstances say, that your hand is upon me, your will is going forward. You have saved me for a purpose. I refuse to be guided by the outside circumstance, but you're going to help me, oh God, to stay in connection with you and stay in this word where your word will create in me an understanding of what's going on in my life, that I will not draw back in unbelief. I do not need outward circumstances to confirm that you are with me and you are for me and that you have a plan. And that my faith is being created in places where it looks like nothing. It looks so small. It looks so insignificant. It looks like this can't be God. But God's going to create something from that place. Something that is faith that truly pleases him is going to come from that faith. And you and I are not going to be dependent on the outward circumstances. We are no to draw back and say, God, faith says you create something from nothing. And always will. In everything that concerns my world and everything that is my world, and when I look outward to the outside world. And I just, can we say, Lord, I want you to come and examine now. Examine me. And I thank you, you'll be long-suffering with me. And I thank you, you understand my very present struggle today. And what seems like this huge mountain to me, and it's all consuming, and it seems to block my vision, it seems to sap my faith. But I thank you. You're going to give me courage, and I'm going to rise, and I'm going to look at what seems impossible. I'm going to look at what seems to be such a huge obstacle, because you are training me. You want to give me the gift of faith. Grace has to lead to faith. Salvation has to lead to a faith walk. It has to lead to this place that you can walk in impossible places, almost like a spiritual moonwalk, you know, unless you bring your oxygen with you, you're not going to live on the moon. And I feel like we need to bring this spiritual oxygen pack that's pure faith, 100% faith, that when we leave these gates, we can kind of breathe into it, you know, and we're not going to live spiritually out there unless we tap in to this kind of, this faith in Christ who is so faithful, who will create something from nothing. Who will not, I will not cave when it's not favorable circumstances. I will not cave when I look at myself. I will not cave, but I will look to the God who says you do create something from nothing. And Lord, I just thank you. It's going to please you. I'm going to keep this kind of eye on you. I want you to give me the gift of faith. And beloved, this is what it's all about. I think it's Hebrews 3. A gift of faith boils down to this. And no matter where you go from this place, if the Lord can give you a gift of faith that you have eyes to see life and your world and your calling through this truth, all things are possible. Whatever God is speaking to you, it is possible. It will be tied to the Word. It will be lit up by the Holy Spirit, the promises He's making to you. And you will understand things if you're willing to step out. So please don't look at, oh no, we're talking me here. To press into places of fear. We're talking about me to be able to, I don't sometimes know my left hand from my right hand. And you want to send me out to change the world. Absolutely, yes, He does. Absolutely. Yes. And grace has to lead us to this walk of faith. It's got to have an outlet. If it doesn't have an outlet, it eats us up. We seem to lose it. It's that kind of thing. We got to step out into it and do it, you know. And then we kind of, we get it. And faith, this kind of faith is guarantees a victory, because if we just go through at the end of Hebrews 11, we hear, of course, we see the great Hebrew roll call of faith. You've studied it. I know you have read it in Hebrews 11. But this kind of faith, the walls of Jericho come down, of course. Jericho many times representing the stronghold, our strongholds in our life, strongholds in our mind or heart that have to be supernaturally brought down, represent walls that are ahead of us. The walls of Jericho come down, verse 30. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not. In other words, doesn't matter from what we're dealing with in our background, doesn't matter what we're dealing with in our past life, it can't lift its head and condemn us, but we perish not. We join our forces with Christ and where He's going and joining the people of God and moving into the promised land. We don't live a life of regret, in other words. That's who Rahab is. And what more shall I say? Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, all the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. Do we see what we got to end up at faith, don't we? The incredible rewards, the incredible promises found in faith to the weak who say God can create something out of nothing. But then I like that it goes on, verse 35, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. In other words, there's this kind of faith when we begin to walk this way and say, Lord, please, I'm asking you for the gift of faith, and I thank you when I have that, I'm going to live in understanding, because there are seasons, there are times of where it is amazing the victories that faith wins. There is also times and seasons where faith leads me into places where it looks like we could be easily overcome, where it seems like the enemy is winning. And it's like, no, I will remain strong in adversity. I will remain in that time where I could escape. I could run away. But no, those people stayed, spurning a deliverance of sort that they could remain in their generation, no matter what the opposition, no matter what people said about them, no matter the spirit of the age that rose up against them to say, be quiet and sit down and you don't matter, that they did not sit sit in the time that they were to be standing, but they could be counted upon those that would be willing to say persecution, jail time, whatever it takes. I have a faith that I know pleases Him and that I know is that I'm on that path where He is mine and I am His, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. I'm not walking a faith path without His magnificent rewards, whatever they are, and we trust Him with that. And that you're able to stand in a violent time, in a hard time. You see, faith is this incredible victory. It doesn't matter what side of the era we find ourselves living in. He's going to be a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Those that say, Lord, I'm asking now for a gift of supernatural faith. And I thank you today when I look and I see what are the things in my life that I tremble in front of? What are some of the things that seem so impossible right now to me? What are some of the things that I feel like that if I left here tomorrow, I would be very afraid to lead you into those places. I'd be very afraid to follow you, into those places. I would be afraid to be led. And the Lord is saying, you don't have to be afraid of bringing these things into the light. But no, if you ask me, I would give you the gift of faith. If you would ask me, I would give it to you. And then He would give you opportunities to faith it till you feel it. And to faith it till you become it. Then He'll give you those opportunities. And a lot of times that's the trajectory it goes. You faith it till you feel it somewhat, till you become it. So this incredible life we have been given is going to lead us, unless we derail it, to a life of faith. To a response of faith. To that place where there is no escaping this crossroads. And He is going to be magnificent in that hour for you. He is going to be so amazing. He is going to be so amazing. It starts today, and it starts in issues right now. And I want to be very practical just in this next thought about how we practice faith at Summit, how we can practice faith corporately at Summit, and that's in our worship time. Beloved, by faith, you got to stand when you come into this place and it's worship time. When it's worship time, it's time to worship. It's not time to be reading your Bibles. That's another moment. It's not a big time to taking the whole time and be writing notes. It's worship time. It's not a time to be sitting there hanging your heads. You have to stand. And you stand by faith. It doesn't matter whether you feel it. You know you're coming into truth. You know you're coming to a place where He says, I inhabit the praises of my people. And it doesn't have anything to do with feeling it. And you've got to learn by faith that this is the time to worship. So I'm going to be found standing in my place, and I am going to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And a lot of times the way that the Spirit begins to move is you begin to identify in truth. You have to identify in what you're singing. You have to identify, let truth stir you. Let what you are singing begin to witness to you. That's absolutely true. That is who He is. This is what He says He's going to do. And you have to rouse yourself. You have to come into agreement with truth. You have to stand at worship time by faith and worship. Don't hang your heads. That's not the time. It doesn't matter what you're feeling. I understand bad days. And some of you, can I lovingly say, if you have not done a devotional life in the morning, that especially stand. If you've not been in the presence of God for quite a while, especially stand. And when the devil tries to shut you down and go, you know what, you don't deserve to worship. You don't deserve, you know, where really? Look at the week you've had. When's the last time you did your devotions? When's the last time you really, God spoke to you? When's the last time you cracked open that Bible? You know, the devil follows us in here. That's the amazing thing, is he shows up at every prayer meeting and every worship service, doesn't he? Yes, he does. And when we come in, beloved, when the enemy wants to accuse you, you have to stand by faith and you begin to worship him in truth. And then you begin to say, you are worthy. And the Holy Spirit will come and back truth, because he is the Spirit of truth. And the scripture says that he comes, his ministry among us is to guide us into truth. So we are beginning to come in alignment now with how God moves his church, how God trains his church, how God ministers to his church. We get into alignment with how the Holy Spirit, he declares how he moves among us in spirit and in truth, and that's how we worship. And you get in alignment with that, and you will begin to see, if you will begin to worship him and his spirit begins to touch you, he begins to break up the places that are strongholds, and he begins to break up the lie that, you know, I'm not really good at this. I'm really terrible at being a Bible school student. I'm really terrible. I'm so disconnected from what's going on around me. Beloved, one of the weapons God has given us as a church is worship. A way to exercise faith is worship. And we're soldiers. So number one, when the general comes, we stand up. We stand up, we show respect. And God will be faithful. And we're soldiers, and we're learning how to combat what comes against our mind. You're going to go into warfare for the people on your right and your left. You're going to be found in a good place, worshiping when we don't feel like it, but we worship him in spirit and in truth. Because worship is an invitation. Worship is an invitation. And we're saying yes to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who wants to give us a faith that shuts the mouths of lions and subdues kingdoms. He wants to give us that. It starts in a worship service, where you get that witness. That's what he's doing in me. That's what he wants to do in me. And so a very practical way that we exercise our faith is that we worship in a way that's pleasing to him, and in a way that we are well taught and we know to do. And God will be, we will see that. And we won't be to come dependent, you know, on what we feel. We're being guided by what we know. We're putting in that way how we feel about things aside, to say, because it's time to worship now, and I'm coming to worship in spirit and in truth. I'm coming that my faith may increase. When I don't see anything or feel anything, I know God's going to create something. He's going to create something in me, in this time. You're an army. You're not going to have the support system, as you well know, when you got to go and stand alone. But you know, when you get lit up by the Spirit of God, you soon find you're not standing alone. People are drawn by that kind of light. They love that light of Jesus. We've got to learn how to keep that strong, and keep that faith. God will reward those. God is a rewarder. God is a rewarder of those that kind of have this faith that wants to please him and not be run by their feelings. And believing on your worst day that you, I don't even know what I'm doing here days. I don't even know what I'm doing here days. You come in and go, excellent, it's time to worship. I'm going in there, and it's like, devil, when I raise this hand, that's a black eye for you, because you know I haven't done that by myself alone for a long, long time. Take that. And when I raise this hand, it's like absolute by faith that, God, you don't hate me. But as we heard Brother Nick, Pastor, and Mr. Nick say, Mr. God shall say, I always get that wrong. I am so sorry. We do not let the enemy lie to us that there's hostility between us and God. We refuse the lie of the enemy trying to insert hostility between God and I. That's not the truth. In Christ I am reconciled. I've come to worship. I've come to move forward in faith. And so, beloved, I pray that moving forward, that, you know, I don't judge a lot by what I see. I want to learn to walk by that unseen moving of the Spirit, of not to be creepy in that, but I mean, there's a really there you do know the Holy Spirit after a while, and that when we come to worship, that you begin to know what really is the Holy Spirit. There's so much counterfeit out there that, you know, you want to know the real. So you've got to learn how to step into His presence, whether it's just you. You come in determined, I'm worshiping today. I'm worshiping today. I want my faith to increase. I'm going to worship by faith. There's nothing there, but I'm raising my hand because God creates something out of nothing. I'm going by faith to worship. I'm going to have my faith increased. And all that faith brings to me, which is so amazing, I'm going to receive. And the grace I've received can't stay stagnant. A lot of times you hear so much grace preaching in churches, but if it's not give this amazing grace message, but if we don't have an outlet to it, it's like something corrosive gets into it. But faith is what keeps grace amazing. So, from this day forward, I pray that you come in with a new kind of what worship is going to be for you, what worship means to you, the opportunity it presents to you, what's going to change in a worship service. Not by what you're feeling or what the bud beside you is about, but by how you're today, you choose. I worship in spirit and truth, that my faith, I worship by faith, that my faith, the gift of faith, may be exercised in me, increase in me, and I've learned how to walk with an ever-growing faith, even at Bible school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I would just like if, for 1 minute, can we make this place a place of inventory and a laboratory? Can we make this place right now of just, Lord, thank you for Holy Ghost, thank you for loving us. Jesus, thank you for loving us. Holy Spirit, thank you for showing us what belongs to Jesus, because it's ours, because everything He has, we get. Now, Lord, we just pray, oh God, an inventory where our faith fails and it falls short. Lord, we know where all of us, every one of us, can see areas, Lord, where we draw back. But I thank you, Lord, in this inventory, there is nothing but grace and hope. I thank you, Lord, that you will help us if we want to have places demolished in our head and heart that have to come down. That, Lord, we want this word of faith. We want to grow in faith. We want the gift of faith. But we know it's going to come back in a couple of days. And it's going to maybe where we live, where we've grown comfortable, what we've come into agreement with, what we've built upon, Lord, that's something you have to demolish. It sits upon a stronghold, Lord, of wrong thinking or rebellion or whatever. Lord, as we take that inventory, I just thank you, Lord, that you still extend the gift of faith to us. And we can have it. And I pray, oh God, that as a laboratory, that you would somehow have spoken to our hearts of how it is this kind of faith is and what it does, that we may have an understanding of it and its workings. I thank you we're not wasting our time here. I thank you for lives that we're not wasting our time. And we're not giving ourselves to things and stuff that diminishes your life in us. So I pray, oh God, would you give us, Lord, for those that want it, the gift of faith, the ability to believe you in circumstances that are unfavorable, the ability to believe you in unfavorable circumstances. And I thank you, that's exactly what you want to give your bride. That's exactly what you want to do for us. Help us, O God, to worship you in this place in spirit and in truth. Help us, O God, to be able to move by faith into that ground of worship, to be able to own it, to be able to worship you regardless of how we feel, regardless of what we see, but that because you are worthy to be worshiped. And in that place, as we begin to give you your honor and your due, that, Lord, our faith will increase and that you will get glory. You will be glorified. And what exactly you want to do for us will happen in these times. Lord, we don't want our hands tied behind our back, and we don't want our tongue so slow to sing your praises or to open our mouth at all because we are captivated by a bad attitude, oh God, and by rebellion. Lord, we just move against the darkness, and we move against the enemy that wants to silence us, even in Bible school, that wants to paralyze us in your presence, that wants to make a worship service anything but. And we thank you, oh God, for the freedom that will be our healing and will be our health and will be to your glory, and that we will know the movings and workings of the Holy Spirit in a true and honest fashion that will equip us, O God, to live the lives you have planned for us, O God. And I thank you for that. Now, Lord, I just ask you to remove every hindrance, O God. Move, Lord, what paralyzes. Move, Lord, what captivates. Move, O God, what wants to lie to us. And I thank you. You are so faithful. That's exactly what you will do. And I thank you that you hear this prayer. I thank you that you answer this prayer. I thank you, Lord, that you are breathing on people, Lord, and you're going to bring them to life, that they are not going to sit mute in the face of an amazing God who wants to give all that pertains to life and godliness to us. We will not stay mute before this God. We will worship him in spirit and in truth. Our faith, oh God, will rise, because where there is nothing, you will create something, and we will be changed by it, oh God. I thank you for this, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know how to put an army on its feet. You know how to put a church praising. You know how to give us, oh God, what we need to stand in our generation. You are good, and your mercy endures with us, and it endures forever, and I thank you for that. So, Lord, I ask all over this place, if you just want to raise your hands, no music, anything, but there's just something in you that just says, I have to praise and worship my God. And I thank you, oh God. I just have to praise him. Thank him, beloved. Be grateful for who he is. Be grateful. Push back against that enemy that wants to keep us mute and silence us in unbelief. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. May this sanctuary overflow with your praises. May the sanctuary in our heart overflow with your praises, O God. Thank you, O God. We're not ignorant of the enemy's devices or plans. We're not ignorant how he comes. But you are greater. You are greater. Thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, I just thank you that we, Lord, are going to come into your presence, O God, breaking off those heavy bands, shaking off the bondage and the chains, in faith, raising our hands and worshiping you, and worshiping you, and worshiping you. We refuse, oh God, to be statues. We want to be quickened to worship. And I just thank you, you're going to do that. And I thank you, Lord, that we would not hang our head in your presence, no matter how what we feel, but we would lift our head and believe you. And I thank you, it will please you, and you will reward. You will be a rewarder of those, Lord, that do that, who diligently do that.